This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And I always say it this way, it's your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. And before we get to our special guest today, we'll go to the other special guest, and that's Mr. Kurt Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, Kurt, before we get to Mr. Dave Hart here with Roof Savers of Colorado, let's talk a little about your side. So what are some reasons right now, and everybody's talking about the market and, you know, how horrible it is, but what are reasons right now to buy a home in this market?
Well, there for the longest time, there may have been a 15, 16-day supply of home. Right now we're up to 60 days. The norm when you have a buyer-seller market is when you're closer to 90 days. A home sits on the market anywhere average 90 days. There's a 90-day supply. Well, we're not there yet, but we're much better than what we were. So because of that, there's more people being able to go out and shop and find something. It's not like a big hurry. You don't have to offer $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 over the value just to get the home. So the demand is still up, but because there's more homes out there, it's a great time to buy. What that's done is kind of slowed down the pricing. A lot of people think that the market has receded, that the values have come down. What's come down is that appraisal gap to where a value of a house, they may have asked $600,000, but somebody offers them $680,000. Well, that $80,000 isn't asked anymore. Right. It's back at the $600,000. If the house is a nice house, it's going to sell. If it needs work, there's going to be more negotiation on it. So you have more buyers getting into the market that didn't have an opportunity before. So the market is still strong if you're trying to sell and you're still getting good value for it. What's also changed on that, there are loan programs out that you didn't see before that are very beneficial that can help you. There's loans out there you can actually get a starting rate of maybe 4.5% and a payment at that to where you ease yourself into a higher payment, but you're getting into a home. And that especially comes important if you're renting, because rents are anticipated to go up another 5 to 8% every year for the next couple of years. Well, all of a sudden now, even with rates where they are, it's cheaper still to buy than to rent because you have some negotiation power. The sellers, if it's not a nice home, they can buy the rate down for you. They can pay all your closing costs. They can give you options that you never had before. So there are a lot of good deals out there now if you're paying attention. And waiting doesn't mean it's going to get any better. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that a lot of people will call me and say, well, the rate's so high, I can't afford to pay for it. Well, when you start taking away that extra $80,000 that you had to bring, or you got these better loan programs out and the seller's more negotiable, even with the rate up, your payment only might be $100, $150 more a month than what it would have been at 3% if you're paying the current rates today.
Sure.
Because you've got more negotiating power. Mm-hmm. And a lot of buyers are starting to see that. That's why the market is still pretty strong right now.
Do you think we'll see another rate hike before the end of the year?
Yes. Do I think it'll be 3/4? No. I'm hoping for a quarter, but probably a half. But if it goes in that direction, that's an indication that it's slowing.
Okay.
And that's a good indication for what's going to happen in 24. Yeah. Or 23, I'm sorry.
Right.
I might not be here in 24.
But in 23. None of us may be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, any questions, give Kurt a call. 720-895-0500 is the number. Well, good to have Dave Hart back with us. It is Roof Savers of Colorado, roofsaversco.com. How you been?
Good.
No,
good.
You lie.
Busy. Sorry.
You just got through
miserable,
saying
busy, exhausted.
No. No. You just went through the moving process yourself.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. You know, yeah. And Kurt did our loan, and it was, he says I was easy. I think he's lying to me. But it went well, went smooth. I mean, it worked out perfectly, and I can't be more excited about the program that we have to get that thing paid off sooner. My payment really didn't budge from my previous house. It took a lot of, not convincing, but education on my end and my wife's my wife's side as well, just kind of think outside the box a little bit, which is what I'm about. We're super excited, ecstatic about what it's going to do.
Well, you got the all us, you so. Got the all in one.
We did get the all
in
one,
and it is a different way of looking at your money because
it is.
Most people look at their money, put it in a checking account, and I write my mortgage payment, not understanding that money sitting there actually has power.
Yeah, and now my wife's asking me for a raise. So
exactly.
How fast can we pay this off? Like, hang on, baby, hang on. It's chill.
Kurt always says, if you need money, you can just write yourself a check,
just
right?
Write a check.
Hey, we got checks.
Yeah, we got money.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think, and kudos to Kurt. I mean, it was a phenomenal process. It was simple. It was, well, I would say simple. I mean, nothing in that process is simple, but it was as smooth as it could be expected.
Selling
it
a house and buying a house at the same time, please understand, that's not simple.
And,
that's
and
stressful.
And running a business, it was, see my hair, there's the bald spot is much larger.
The lack thereof. Well,
just moving is a stress. And
oh,
man,
my goodness.
Doing all the things that you had that you go through when you're buying and selling is something else. But it is good to have somebody like that you can trust.
Oh, absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
That you know, hey, okay. I may not even understand this, but I know you're telling me that, you know.
Well, and that's kind of that was kind of the whole thing. Yeah. And it was, you know, my wife would call and ask me a question. What about this? I'm like, I don't know. Kurt's got it. If there's a problem, he'll call me. I can't think about it right now. So, and that's about what it was.
Sure,
it was just like, here, take care of it. If there's a problem, he'll call me. If I had a question, he called. All things considered, it was a smooth process. It turned out to be really good. And I'm looking forward to capitalizing on what that loan program can provide us with where we're at in the housing market now. So I'm hoping about 6 months in a year and start making some changes. So.
In 6 months to a year, you're really going to enjoy the loan.
Exactly.
I already know the answer to that one.
Amen.
I normally get calls at about 6 months. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, Kurt, guess what? Yeah, so it's good. But we've been good. Been busy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's cool. And the same thing, I mean, with cars. I'm not a car guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Rush has his car show on Saturdays. Kurt's on that from time to time. And these guys call in all the time with all these different things about I'm just not that guy. Yeah. I don't want to fix my car.
Nope.
I don't want to know what to do. I want to have somebody I can trust.
Let's take care of it.
Same thing with my house, you know, with Lakewood Plumbing and Heating and all that. And then with you, and you did our roof, you know.
Yep.
I just want to have people I can trust to tell me what I needed to have done.
Absolutely.
And know they're taking care of me.
Yep.
Now, if you want to go hunting,
you
want to go fishing, Scott's the guy.
He and I'll be having a conversation
shortly.
He'll tell
you where to go, what to catch, and what to shoot.
Absolutely.
He's got that all down very well.
We all got our thing,
you do
roasts, right?
I do mortgages, he does hunting.
We're covered.
Absolutely. My wife's always telling me, you get new listeners all the time. And sometimes when you have guests for a long time, y'all come in and just like everybody knows who they are.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to listen to her a little bit. So let's start at the beginning bit and just tell people a little bit about you.
Okay.
And, you know, why you're the expert here that everybody should call.
Well, a bit, if you're going back that far, yeah, I've been roofing over 20 years. Sorry to make a big
Kurt
joke.
Before roofs were invented, shingles.
Back when we used palm leaves.
Yeah.
No, so I've been roofing over 20 years, and I have replaced or been a part of replacing over 3,000 roofs. And a couple years ago came across Roof Max, which is it's a corporate entity. And so we bought a franchise, a dealership, if you will, along the Front Range, and saw the need for doing what we can to save roofs. And it started out with just asphalt shingles, and that morphed into saving a lot of commercial flat roofs, doing flat roof coatings. And then listeners would be calling up, hey, can you replace my roof? And so we kind of morphed back into being a full service, and we do everything. We'll do, you know, small repair if needed. We'll come out and replace your roof if needed. Our ultimate business model, if you will, is doing what we can to save a roof, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes sense to do that financially, then we'll do what we can to get that, you know, get more life out of that roof. The Roof Max product is phenomenal in getting asphalt roofs to last a lot longer. When we get more and more calls lately, more and more listeners are calling, and they're almost to the point of, hey, I want you to come do my roof versus, hey, what's it going to cost, or come look and see first. They're just hearing about it more, hearing what it does, and people are just, they're ready to do it. And I sometimes now have to slow people down. So, well, let's look at your roof first and make sure. I don't want to promise anything. I don't want to spend your money before I even get there. But 9 out of 10 roofs I look at, you know, if not more, we're able to get a lot more life out of and extend the life of that roof. And if we can't, then we'll provide that option. We don't come out to sell anything. We come out to provide information for the homeowner to make the decision that's best for them. So we just kind of morphed back into a full service opportunity. We're doing residential, commercial, commercial repairs, commercial replacements, and we're doing it all now. So it's been good.
Your 20 years of experience has given you just that experience. Mm-hmm. You do all kinds of roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out the other day that I have a friend that maybe was looking at having his mobile home done and mm-hmm. needed a roof,
yes.
and he never thought about it. You even yep. are able to do something like that because
Absolutely.
They're unique.
Absolutely.
So when you go to look at a property, mm-hmm. like you said, your first choice is, can we save it?
Right.
And then you look at, if we need to do it, here's what we need to do.
Right, exactly.
So kind of give us some examples of different types of roof that you've put on over the years before mm. you got into the RoofMax.
Anything. We did flat EPDM, TPO, which is all what we call single-ply membranes. You know, so they come in big sheets, big rolls of product. We put them on. Did a couple of, definitely one up in the mountains. We did a huge copper shingle roof. We had to have the copper shingles handmade specifically for that roof. That was a
$3,500.
Yeah, very large project. It's a very expensive project. Copper gutters, all that. We've done a few wood shakes, but they're kind of working their way out. Asphalt shingles, done a lot of those. So just about anything. And roof coatings. We did a bunch of that before, even before RoofMax. We did Extreme Auto is one of the sponsors on mm-hmm. on the show, on John's show. We did their roof down at Parker. Did another huge roof up in Aurora, another automotive shop. So we're getting more life out of just about any kind of roof. So we did a lot of those before RoofMax, and now it just kind of goes hand in hand. RoofMax is designed to save an asphalt shingle roof. Well, why not take that further and do what we can to save any roof? So that's what we're doing.
Sure. Now, since you've been doing it for mm-hmm. 20 years, there is a difference, and we've talked about mm-hmm. this on other shows, between the asphalts from 20 years ago
yeah.
to the asphalt shingles that are used now.
Yes, big difference.
Can you kind of explain what's changed?
Yeah, and I just had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday who's got a three-tab shingle, which we're having a hard time getting three-tab shingles now. They're just not – they're on their way out. They're hard to find for repairs. But his roof was 20 years old. Well, about 20 years ago, they – made those shingles with more asphalt in them than they do now. And a lot of times I'll see a 20-year-old three-tab shingle that's in better shape than a 10-year-old roof that's a dimensional shingle now, because they have more asphalt in them. So when they back that asphalt out, they put more limestone in as a filler, but they're also thinner. So you could take a bundle of shingles from 20 years ago, compare it to a bundle of shingles now. Same amount of shingles, it's like 21 or 22 shingles per bundle.
Mm-hmm.
And the bundle of shingles from 20 years ago is about 30%, 35% thicker than a bundle today, because there's just not as much asphalt. So when that happens, they dry out faster, they don't last as long, and so it's crazy how they have changed, and the costs have just skyrocketed.
Oh,
it's insane,
especially now with inflation.
Yeah, and then there's that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a shingle in today's market is designed to last how long under normal conditions?
That's a very tough question.
What are you seeing?
Well, the answer to that a few years ago would have been there's a 30-year warranty on it. That's why we call them a 30-year dimensional. They weren't lasting 30 years. You're getting 12, 15 years. And so now every manufacturer has an enormous amount of lawsuits against them because they just aren't lasting. So they eliminated the 30, 40, 50-year designation / warranties. And now they're considered a limited lifetime, no matter the shingle, no matter how thick it is, no matter what style it is, to try and help cover their rear ends, because they're just not lasting, because they backed out a lot of asphalt. So to answer your question, the average, quote-unquote, what we know of a 30-year dimensional shingle now, if you can get 12 to 15 good years out of it, then you're doing pretty good. But that's normal. In a lab, it'll last 30 years or more. But in real life applications, you're 12 to 15 years, and you're
so this limited warranty is, they'll take the price, and, mm-hmm. and from year one they'll just start depreciating it down
mm-hmm.
till they think it could be 8 years, could be 15 years.
Yes,
and they're going to give you a piece,
just like a set of tires when you go to tire shop. Yeah, so you get about 5 years, almost no questions asked. After the 5 years, they're just basically, hey, we might give you a bundle of shingles if there's mm-hmm. something wrong, but you got to pay somebody to come swap them out.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. So it's not a whole lot of help.
Right. You know, a week or two ago, hurt my thumb, and I had surgery on it like 20 years ago, tore mm-hmm. a ligament. Went to see an orthopedic surgeon, and made me think about you, because went to see the orthopedic guy, and he goes, if we could put an injection in there, we can probably get you some good life out of there,
right
before you have to do surgery.
Yeah.
He said it may last 6 months, it may last 6 years.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know,
But it made me think about it. It's kind of like that with what you could. You can always do surgery, in other words.
Right.
You can always replace the roof.
Right.
But why not do something along the way if it'll buy you more time?
Absolutely.
So you don't have to go
Absolutely.
Through that and spend that money.
Yep.
So, you know, I was just kind of saying, hey.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt to have you come out, is what I'm trying to
exactly.
say. All right? Just to have you take a look
Absolutely.
And see what, you know, is going to be best mm-hmm. for the client and
yeah.
best long term.
Yeah, and that's the idea, is we show up with the client's best interest in mind, not ours. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And it works well. It makes it easy. I don't have to hire pressure. And
mm-hmm.
I just show up at the door and say, all right, Lord, this is where we're at. It's yours. And if this is good for the customer, it is. If it's not, it's not. And we just kind of go from there. So.
Well, see, I think you have an advantage over many people that don't offer RoofMax because
yeah.
when you're out, because you can do the roof if they
yes.
need it, you understand the cost of that.
Yes.
And they'll say, well, I wasn't one to expect. And
yep.
you can look at them and say, okay, I got this, and I give you this. So there's a warranty that
yeah.
comes with all
Oh, yeah,
that.
We get the 5-year warranty. And most of the time, we'll give a price comparison. Here's if you want to. You know, swap out your roof, replace your roof. Here's what this would cost, you know, roughly. But if you want to treat it, here's the. And almost every time we're 85% cheaper than replacing the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to turn my brain around backwards. every time it comes out. And then there's some that require a little bit more maintenance and more work, but even then, we're still 80% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a
and
it's
from
a
experience,
savings.
When you do the RoofMax, and the homeowner hasn't taken care of the
right.
roof and they got holes in the roof, you have a tendency.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah, just stuff I didn't do on my roof when
That's
you did
right.
mine.
Well, and to your credit, it wasn't your fault. You're not a roofer, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot that people aren't aware of when I get up on a roof
yeah.
that we find, yeah. And it's usually simple. But
right.
Yeah.
Dave Hart is our guest. His number, 303-710-6916. Once again, it's Roof Savers of Colorado, roofsaversco.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about 6 people that you don't know. Those 6 people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, 2 floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rates just keep going up, making it harder to buy or refinance a home. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Make your 30-year payment, but own your home in 15 years, all while paying half the interest. Have access to your equity for 30 years without having to refinance and pay more fees. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. There are thousands of customers taking advantage of this simple interest loan. It's times like this when you can really save in your interest costs and pay less. Go to AIMortgage.net and see our Google reviews about the Asset Manager Mortgage. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Get up to 90% loan-to-value and up to $2 million in loan amount, all at the same rate as a $100,000 loan. Whether you want a condo, second home, investment, or cash out, all come with the same rate. No more paying higher fees and higher rates. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Pay less interest and own your home faster. Call 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500. But if you're just joining us, Dave Hart is our special guest in studio. It's Roof Savers of Colorado, roofsaverco.com. And once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916. Mm-hmm. Dave, you know, I mean, over the years, and I think several years back, there was probably more of this, but I just want to ask you what you see out there of just scams in roofing, you know, and even construction as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be really careful, right?
Careful, yeah.
And so, but what are just some things, and I don't want to say that, you know, every time somebody comes to your door, you know, about a construction job, it's a scam, but man, I just tell people, first of all, be very, very careful about people coming to the door. Don't sign anything to... Let them get on your roof just to do an inspection. I mean, don't do that, right?
Well, to that point, years ago, I was ended up becoming a general sales manager for a company, and we were doing, I don't know, 60, 70 roofs a week. I mean, it was insane. One of the tactics, and I didn't stop long enough to really think about it at the time. I just recently moved to Colorado and was introduced to Hale, and I'm from Phoenix, and one of the tactics was, if you sign here, you just give me permission to get on your roof. Well, there's no law that says that. You're not signing that. So that goes on to this day. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very, very careful. And in this time of year, you're going to see a lot of people walking neighborhoods, knocking doors, just looking for work to get through the winter. They're hoping the insurance company is going to come out and replace the roof, and they promise that they could get the roof replaced. And but what I'm finding is insurance companies are getting actually a lot tighter on their replacements of what they used to do. So they're leaning more towards sticking to what the actual policy is with that insurance carrier before they replace the roof. So they're looking for any reason to replace it now.
Now, didn't something come up with also with deductibles? Thing used to be, hey, we'll pay your deductible.
Yeah, so 2012, Hickenlooper decided that homeowners had to pay their deductibles. Only on roofing. You don't have to on your cars. So I'm not sure where that happened. But anyway, nonetheless, whether I agree with it or not, that is a law that we have to follow. We can get a lot of trouble for waiving deductibles. People are still doing it. I know several companies are still writing two contracts. They're still got two sets of books. And there's nobody to enforce it, but it's still a law. So you want to be careful with that. There's ways that, you know, that a customer can help absorb that cost that they have to pay just by other items that they may not want to replace, but by law we cannot waive it.
And to me, if a company is willing to cross that line, what other lines are they going to cross and maybe not, you know, give me the product they say?
Exactly.
That's no difference than a builder that has got a house for $700,000 and will tell you, if you use my lender, I'm going to give you $10,000, $15,000 off.
Absolutely.
They're not in the mortgage business.
Right.
That money's just going to go away.
Yep.
Why would it matter you use this lender or that lender?
Right.
But that's legal, but I can't do the same thing
exactly.
You're talking.
Exactly. Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense.
And I don't
agree with it. What I work out contractually between me and my client is between me and my client.
Exactly.
There's nothing morally or ethically wrong. If I decide to do a job for less, I do it for less. So I don't agree with it, but it is a law that we have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very cautious with it, but people are still doing it. If they come to your door and say, hey, we'll get you a free roof. An example on Instagram, RoofMax does a lot on Facebook and Instagram. And you get ads on there to say, hey, we're looking for so many different roofs right now. No money out of your pocket. Well, there's no special program. There's no government thing that they're going to help pay for. That's somebody wanting to come to your roof and look at it and see if they can get damage, and they're going to waive your deductible. So on our end, on a consumer end, that sounds nice. Hey, I can get a free roof. It doesn't cost me nothing. But in the end result is everybody's paying for that. Everybody's affected by it one way or another. Sure. And it's going to catch up. So there's a lot going on.
So call you first or call an insurance company first?
That's going to be my question.
Call me. So you don't want to start getting a bunch of claims that are what we call $0 claims. You want to know if you have legitimate damage. And there's even times I'll go out to roof and I'll say, Mr. Homeowner, you don't have enough damage to warrant a claim. But generally speaking, I know the neighbor got a roof, so they're going to end up calling the insurance company anyway. So if you decide to call your insurance company, let me know. I'm happy to meet with your adjuster. I'm happy to walk through this with you, but this is where my stance is. We meet with the adjuster. I'm very open with the adjuster. Mr. Adjuster, I didn't see it up there. Now it's in your hands. You make the call. But you definitely want to have someone look at your roof to see if you have damage or not, because most people going door to door, they're just getting you to sign a piece of paper and mm-hmm. getting you to call your insurance company and rolling the dice. So it's just a numbers game.
Like I talked about at the beginning of the show and how that the sellers have to be more negotiable. One of the things that wasn't part of the negotiation was inspections.
Yes.
They were waived a lot.
Yes.
Roofs didn't care.
Yep.
Nobody would fix it no matter what the condition was.
Yep.
Well, now that's starting to come into play. So I recommend all my clients to say, well, I'm going to sell and buy something nice. I say, get a hold of Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Have him come out and look, and he'll tell you, A, it needs to be replaced.
Yep.
The people buying it are going to tell you that. Or we can do this, or
absolutely.
You need to do nothing.
Yeah. I've actually had a lot of calls in the last couple of months of people who bought a home a year or two ago, and they go, well, we bought the house. We don't know what the roof was like. You know, we think we have a leak or whatever. Come check it out, and we'll, you know. So it was a roof. The roofs I've looked at the last couple of weeks or couple of months are the ones that would have been replaced in a real estate transaction that didn't, because they didn't do the inspections, and now they're having to deal with it.
That's an extra expense.
Yeah,
and looking at the roof max.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to save you a lot of money and give you. It comes with a 5-year warranty.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So basically, the warranty states that shingle will perform like a new shingle. The reality is, it performs better than a new shingle. You could take a 20-year-old shingle, dry it out, and try and bend it, and it's going to crack right away, break in half. The granules are falling off. But if you take a shingle, that same shingle, and treat it 3 days later, it rolls up like a taquito. Doesn't lose any granules. Doesn't crack. So they're very, very, very flexible. They're better than new.
Well, yeah. I got the 5-year on mine, so
you do.
I like
just
it
don't
a lot.
Call me, but yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I was teasing. But sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he said, call me. So hi there. 303-710-6916. And you can still get out here for the end. I know everything gets hectic here for the end of the year, and people are busy too.
Yep.
But if people call now, we can possibly. The roof max side of it is good for them. We could still probably get that done before the end of the year.
Well, absolutely, yeah. We could do it any time of the year. Just as long as we got at least 38 degrees and a little bit of sunshine, we're working all year long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
303-710-6916 is the number. Once again, the website is roofsaverco.com. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family-owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Dave Hart is our guest with Roof Savers of Colorado. RoofSaversCO.com is the website.
Okay, over the last couple of weeks, we haven't gotten any hail this year to speak of.
Isn't that weird? It's crazy.
If you live in Colorado, you kind of get used to the fact that it's coming. And the insurance companies have to like that because it actually saves them a lot of money. Not just on roofs, but on cars.
Yep.
But with all the wind that we've had, we seem to have had more wind.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things a normal homeowner, and how often maybe should they do this, look at, say, well, take a peek at the roof, and what are they looking for? Where can they find out? Maybe I need to have somebody come out and tell me how my roof's doing in the times when it might be slower.
Sure. Good question. So the easiest way, is kind of stand at the front of your house, back of your house, look up your roof line. A lot of times the wind catches the edges of the shingles. First, you'll see the corners kind of flip up a little bit, or you can kind of see shingles lifting up a little bit. I did one 3-4 weeks ago. We call them nail pops. So he had a lot of expansion and contraction in the wood decking, and the nails tend to loosen up, push up to the shingle, and so you can kind of see little bumps in the shingles all over the place. Yeah, so
we like go muggles.
Exactly. Yeah, that's about what. That's actually a good analogy. There was a bunch of those. So we have that, and you get that on the edges of the roofs too. So just kind of look up the roof, and just if things are sticking up, then that's probably a good time to have somebody come take a look at it, because those don't happen typically in the first 5 to 6, 7 years of the roof life. It's kind of more of a long-term thing. If you just see little things sticking up in the air a little bit, they just kind of look odd, call us up. We'll come take a look.
Or look in your downspout.
Look in the downspouts. Look for the granules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the big one for the shingles drying out, is the granules start to come off. So you look in your gutters. There's quite a few people that actually get up and clean their own gutters out that I'm coming across. So, if there's granules in the gutters, some is normal, but...
If you got trees, you're looking in your gutters.
Oh, yes.
Because they get clogged up. So
yeah,
it's
just
a good time to
today,
say, if you start seeing too many, because I noticed it on mine.
Oh, absolutely.
And those are square. What do the granulars do on the roof that help protect it?
So it's a good question. So the granules, they're basically, they have two functions. One, it gives you the cosmetics, the color of your shingle. Two, those stones being on the shingle keep the UV rays off of the asphalt part of the shingle. We have kind of the same concept in it with large flat roofs. You'll have a black rubber roof, but they'll put, an inch and a half, 2-inch river rock on top for two reasons. One, to help hold it down, and two, to keep the UV rays off of that material. So it does the same thing. It just keeps the UV rays off of what's important of the shingle, and then give you the cosmetics of it. Yeah.
Are you starting to see supply of shingles coming back where they are readily available when you need them, or is it still?
The more popular ones, yeah. But if we're looking for some crazy stuff or some thicker shingles, some higher-end shingles, they have to be ordered. They're a little harder to get. Not hard, but just a little more challenging than they were a couple years ago.
Right.
The big ones we're having a hard time with now are the three-tab shingles.
Yeah.
So those are starting to go away. I've had several repairs this week, and we're calling some boneyards and looking at my own stash to see if we have something that comes close to matching color-wise. So those are getting tough to find.
Now, when you replace the roof, and the most time the gutters need to be replaced at that same time, or not necessarily?
No, if they're damaged. If we're replacing a roof because they had hail damage and the insurance company paid for the gutters, that's a great time to do it, because it's a better install when we put the new gutters back on. We'll tear them off when we tear off the roof. But we can do a roof and leave the gutters, or we can replace the gutters later, or whatever you need to. Yeah.
And sometimes when the insurance company guy comes out and your walker or lady walk comes, and you walk around with them, it's kind of like with auto repair too, I think, where sometimes, you know, the shop will call and go, hey, we've got this now, mm-hmm. we've seen. So it's kind of a supplemental deal. And sometimes do you have to call them back and go, hey, we got up here now, we see this? Or can you usually catch those things when they're out there the first
time? Good question. Most of the time we catch them. That's why I try to meet with the adjuster as much as I can, just kind of look at things. Mm-hmm. There are some unknowns. Not many, but there are some. You know, for example, if we tear off a roof and there's a what we call split decking, you know, back in the day it was what we call like a 1x6 board for the decking, and there's gaps in them. So the new codes now are we have to have a solid surface to nail to, so we might have to, it's called what we call a redeck.
Replace the plywood.
Yeah, we got to add new. Generally speaking, I try to get it in the attic first before we do that, so I can get ahead of the game. But a lot of times we got to tear the roof off, take pictures to prove that it was that, send it to the insurance company, and then they'll send the difference for that. Yeah.
And you always want to take off the old roof before you put
absolutely,
a new one on.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's not.
Have you gone to some to rip it off, and all of a sudden there's three other roofs under there?
Generally, we can tell that there's more on there. We can't always tell how many are on there. A lot of times we can. But I did one a couple years ago. I thought it had five layers on it, and it actually had eight.
Whoa.
So I had to call the insurance company. I'm like, I promise, guys, there's eight different colors on this roof, and I had to take pictures and submit it and all that. They paid for it, but that really was a mess.
Most I heard was three. Why would you put eight on? Save money.
It was in Denver. Some people just keep stacking them on. Mm-hmm. So most places now you can't do more than one layer. There's still a couple cities that will allow you two layers, but they're not very many anymore.
Now, do you have to be licensed, so to speak, in each county?
Yeah, you have to have license in every county or city.
So that's a good thing
address.
People to ask for. Mm-hmm. Are you licensed? Exactly. That might be a good start question, right?
Can you show me your license?
Right. Well, and I'll be honest, I'm not licensed in every city because it wouldn't make sense. I don't do a roof in Durango every day.
Right.
But if I needed to go do a roof in Durango, I would get the license. You know, so I've got the testing, I've got the certifications I need just to show them to obtain the license. But I'm not going to carry 60 different licenses annually.
Sure.
When you got to renew them every year. So
it's not cost effective.
It's
and
just
that
not.
Gets passed
it's
on to
a
the
lot
consumer.
Of work. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So if we need it, we get it. But for the most part, we have all the ones around the Denver metro area. The ones like Aurora is a big one. If you have that, you could pretty much get licensed anywhere else if you're not already. So it's just a matter of paying a fee, filling out an application. When you're done, so it's pretty simple.
I mean, we've literally had stories through the last few years where, you know, people didn't pull a permit either.
I mean,
oh, you don't need that. We can just do this. And you don't want to
do
that.
Yeah, and I get asked once in a while to do that, and I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not worth it to me because then come back on me, and then, you know, I got to pay to replace it again someday. So
Because after you've finished the roof, there's an inspection, correct?
Yep. Yeah, so we get the permit. And this is where it gets kind of challenging. And this is part of the cost of doing business too. So for every roof that we replace, we're averaging between 6 and 8 trips. I am personally to that job site, you know, from the different, you know, meeting the homeowner, getting the contract signed, picking out color, all that stuff. But then not only do we have to do all that, but then we have to set the ladder for the inspector. There's only one or two municipalities around that they will provide their own ladder. But we have to also go take a ladder out, tie it off, lock it to the gutter, get the inspection done, go back, pick up the ladder, and then, so I mean, there's inspections. There's mid-roof inspections we have to do, so we can do half the roof one day, wait for the inspector to come out to approve it, and then we can finish it the next day if he comes out late in the day. I mean, there's just a lot of moving parts when it comes to replacing a roof. So that's why I love RoofMax. I mean, I'm happy to replace a roof, but if we can avoid all that stuff, then it's better for everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about RoofMax. Mm-hmm. You see a lot more commercials on TV.
Yes.
A lot more.
Yep.
A lot more in magazines. I'm starting to see them. So it's becoming much more popular.
Yep.
When did they start? How did they become who they are? And what's the material that they're using?
It's a good question. So RoofMax started probably 8 years ago, but eight or 9 years ago officially. Some gentleman developed a product that we spray on. And then the owners now, Mike and Todd Fiesel, they owned a very large roofing company back in Ohio. I mean, they were a $100 million a year company. They got tired of replacing roofs because they wear out prematurely. So they somehow met up with this gentleman that started the product, bought it from him, went to the Ohio State University and Battelle Labs, improved it. Barkin tested it for 2 years themselves, went out, did the roofs themselves, and then went national and started getting dealers like myself on board. Now we got 320 dealers And so now the product itself is derived from a soybean plant. So we have a great relationship with a lot of the soybean farmers in the country. We don't go outside the country. It's all American farmers growing the soy the soy plants, and then we buy them and create the product. And I'm not privy to all the back scenes or the behind the scenes information on how they make it and what else is in it. But there are no chemicals in it, so it's all plant based, and we're keeping farmers busy.
Environmentally safe.
Environmentally safe. Yeah.
Dogs, yeah. Cats.
Dogs, cats,
raccoons,
your applicator, me, raccoons. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of sitting here feeling a little bit on my forehead right now because it got windy this morning.
No, it has been windy the last few days for sure. You know, that's one thing we did at our house too. I mean, yeah, you come out and you take a look, and you know, we decided to do it, and you know, hey, a few hours, it's done.
Absolutely.
Versus replacing a roof and all the
It's a headache.
Yeah.
And the weather. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that make it challenging.
Sure.
Yeah.
And like I said, hey, at some point we're all going to have to replace our roof, no doubt.
Right.
But why do it before
just
you
put it
need
off.
To?
Yeah.
We've both done it.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with it. So maybe 4 years, come back and say, okay, do it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that is a good point. You could. This isn't a one time.
No, we can deal. So, in cost wise, if we could do up to 3 treatments per roof. More than that, then the shingles will probably get way too soft and not be effective. So it'll kind of go back the other direction. But we can do up to 3 treatments. And even with those 3 treatments, if we did all 3 today, which we obviously would not, but if we did, that cost is still
cheaper
about
than.
Half of what it costs to replace a roof at today's prices, not 20 years from now when we will have to replace it. So it is significantly cheaper. So if you budget that out on a spreadsheet, monthly cost analysis, so instead of setting $200 a month aside for 20 years, you know, for your roof, you might be setting $50 a month aside for 5 years, or, you know, whatever the math is, it's significantly cheaper and a lot less headache.
Very few people understand their insurance policy, what they have to pay for a roof replacement.
Yeah. It's the deductibles are not. You know, when I started roofing in Colorado 16 years ago now, deductibles were $250. And we could waive them back then. So, you know, whatever, $250, no big deal. Then they went to $500, and then 1,000. Now we're seeing $2,500. We're seeing, you know, 0.5%. We're seeing 1%. We're seeing 2%. The industry is changing and trying to keep more money in their pocket and not give you the money to replace a roof. So your deductibles are going up. As well as, I just ran into one a couple of days ago where the insurance company said your roof is more than 10 years old. We're no longer going to cover you on your roof. So we're working with insurance companies to let them know, hey, we have an option. You know, we don't need to throw a roof away at 10 years. That's ridiculous. Even out here without a treatment, you still get another good, you know, 3 to 5 years easily. Mm-hmm. So the industry is changing drastically and quickly. With what they're willing to pay for new roofs. So if you get a hailstorm, I would say in the next 5 years, most people are going to get 25 to 30% of what it costs to replace a roof. And that's if you have full replacement value on the roof.
Right.
So it's just changing.
And then minus
changing.
Your deductible.
Yeah.
Your deductible, a lot of insurance companies want you to have, like with me, I have a higher deductible. Mm-hmm. So I only want to pay for the major stuff.
Right.
But that deductible is actually more than what it would cost for me to have the roof replaced.
And a lot of jobs that do are, absolutely.
Because it just saves me on a monthly basis, and I live on a monthly basis, not on an annual.
Right. I look 30 days ahead,
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Roof Savers of Colorado, roofsaversco.com. Hey, give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. We'll be right back.
Rates just keep going up, making it harder to buy or refinance a home. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Make your 30-year payment, but own your home in 15 years, all while paying half the interest. Have access to your equity for 30 years without having to refinance and pay more fees. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. There are thousands of customers taking advantage of this simple interest loan. It's times like this when you can really save in your interest costs and pay less. Go to AIMortgage.net and see our Google reviews about the Asset Manager Mortgage. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Get up to 90% loan-to-value and up to $2 million in loan amount, all at the same rate as a $100,000 loan. Whether you want a condo, second home, investment, or cash out,
all come with the same rate. No more paying higher fees and higher rates. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Pay less interest and own your home faster. Call 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
A few more minutes here with our guest Dave Hart. It is Roof Savers of Colorado, if you're just joining us, and roofsaversco.com. And once again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916. And Dave, really any style of roof from any pitch, I mean, as steep as they can get it to as flat as they can get it.
Don't call me with not to them. Yeah, no, we'll do whatever's out there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're not too chubby picky.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, you've talked to us in the past about that you guarantee it for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and it has performed for you. Give us an idea of a case to where you did it, and then the neighbors got hammered, and this house didn't.
That's a good question. Even easy enough, just on my own house, actually the one that we just sold, I treated that obviously a couple years ago. It had hail damage, or did not have hail damage after a storm last summer, but my truck and trailer got dinged up real bad. There's a guy, he actually calls in quite a bit, Mark. Maybe he's even listening. Hey, Mark. lovely guy to death, but his roof, we did his roof a year and a half ago, I think. And then within a couple of weeks, they had a hailstorm out there, and his roof, and I flew out there because I wanted to see it for myself, went out to look at the roof to see if he had damage. He did not, but a bunch of his neighbors got new roofs. They've had some serious wind out there. Shingles in his backyard. He'll call and tell you that. And then there's no shingles missing off of his roof, but he's got shingles in the backyard from his neighbors. So those are the testimonies that we're starting to see and hear about. And roofs that are 25 years old that we've treated. And I will say we did do one. It was 25 years old, but he had 105 mile an hour wind, and he lost two shingles on the whole roof after the treatment. So, I mean, that's still not a bad. Yeah.
105.
Yeah, so it held up. A 25-year-old roof held up under 105 mile an hour wind. So you really can't complain about that. So it's been good. So we're getting a lot of those testimonies.
Well, last year I think you brought some shingles in.
I don't know
if you remember that, but you know, and man, one was like so stiff and brittle, and then you took the one that you had treated, and I mean, it was vastly different.
Yeah. So it can absorb the shock and the wind and the movement.
Well, absolutely, yeah. And so, you know, if we treat the roof now, this time of year, it'll probably take an average of 45 minutes for their product to soak into the shingle enough so that if it does rain or snow, you're not losing the product. But it'll take 72 hours for it to go all the way through the shingle. But then most of the time it's reactivating the seal strips. So I was on one last night that we're going to be doing next week up in Thornton. Almost every one of the shingles were loose. They weren't sticking down. It was an older three-tab shingle. Well, I can't guarantee that everyone will reseal down, but we're going to drastically increase the likelihood of those shingles not blowing off now. They'll either seal down, or if they continue to flop up in the wind, they're just going to flop up and then they'll lay back down when the wind is done instead of cracking and blowing off. Mm-hmm. So best case scenario, it just makes them more pliable. When their wind's gone, they lay back down and and you're good to go. So
and it saves a lot. Saves 80% of the cost. It
saves a lot of money, yeah. So and that roof is 20 years old. So, I mean, it's, you know, instead of spending, and he was one of the, we provided a price for last night was, hey, your roof's going to be approximately, it wasn't a big roof, but it's going to be about $10,000 to replace your roof. So if you take 80% off that, we're treating it, getting a 5-year warranty, and it's like new again. So it's pretty cool.
From the time, the process, explain the process when you're doing a roof. How long does it take? What do you do?
So the first thing we do is show up. Obviously, we put a ladder up on the roof, kind of get up there and get the tools out. We go up and we install new rubber gaskets on all your plumbing pipes. Uh-huh. If you have a plumbing pipe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So put those on. You know, we reseal any exposed nail heads, blow loose debris out of the gutters. Sometimes we go in and clean them out by hand if it's really clogged up. But generally, we blow it out, you know, most of the dirt out of there. Or we repaint all your penetration, all your roof vents, all your pipe jacks. You know, make them look pretty again. And just kind of do a general maintenance. You know, if there's some shingles that have blown off, we can replace those if we need to. And then we get everything cleaned up and spray the product on the roof. On an average roof right now, I'm doing them in about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's and that's just me doing it. But we're ramping up. So
and it takes about how long for it to soak in and to start to be effective?
Within the hour, it's starting already. I mean, you could walk on the roof an hour later and it's not as crunchy as it was. And then 3 days later, it's all the way through the shingle. Yeah.
And way better for the environment.
Absolutely.
Ripping off the 8 layers of one earlier.
But exactly.
Seriously, I mean, it's a lot better because, I mean, all the landfills.
Oh, there's piles out in Aurora that have been there since I started roofing 16 years ago in Colorado.
You know, really?
They used to have like a quote-unquote recycle program. And I think they're recycling 10% of what's actually thrown in the landfill, nationally speaking. So it's just a very expensive process and a very hard process to do. So it's just not a lot of it going on.
Once again, give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. And, you know, as we said earlier, hey, you got to have somebody you can trust. And here it's a win-win situation because you got to remember their goal when they come out is to save your roof.
Right.
Not replace.
Not to replace.
Okay. So that's a lot of different turn. Yep. Most roofers that come out, the only way they're going to make money is if they replace your roof.
And most of them don't do repairs because they don't make money at repairs.
That's right.
I don't make money at repairs either. You know, I might cover my gas expense to get there and back, but there's not money in it. But the reality is the roof has to get repaired, and then who are they going to call 5 years later when they need to do something? Mm-hmm. So I'd rather do that, but most roofers don't want to do repairs. They just want to focus on replacing it and move on.
It's like going to a mechanic and he fixes just what needs to be fixed, doesn't fix the other stuff.
Exactly.
So when you have a problem again, should I need a roof,
guess
who I'm coming back
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So it's been good.
And, you know, hey, we were just kind of talking during the break there. Maybe you're a realtor or you know a realtor. Mm-hmm. Kurt, you deal with these folks all the time.
I've talked to many of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great thing to have Dave come out.
A value add that you give your homeowner. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm buying or selling is by and giving you the option of showing how to save money.
Absolutely.
Especially now with the inspections.
Yep.
You're going to know because the inspector is going to come out in most cases and they'll find something. That doesn't mean the roof needs to be replaced. Many people misunderstand if there's a problem with the roof, the only person that can bring it up to where it becomes part of the deal is the appraiser.
Right. Right.
You get it in the inspection and you can argue about it, but the appraiser, that's when the lender says it has to be done.
Well, exactly.
You can fix that problem.
Well, and just even get back to my house, my situation. The buyers knew a roofer. He comes out, looks at the roof. Oh, you gotta replace your roof. I'm like,
no, I don't.
No, you don't. I mean, he had a couple of shingles that had a crack in them, but they were there from 5-6 years ago. I treated the roof and I explained to him, look, I'd rather you take that money and make it better for you in the purchase of the home than putting that money to replace this roof. This roof will last you another 25, 30 years. It was a higher end, thicker shingle. And so I showed him a video of what Roof Max does. I said, hey, I'll guarantee it for the next 5 years, no issues. And they ended up not replacing it. But that roof will last them another 25 or 30 years because it's been treated. And that's even if I don't go out and do another treatment. It was that kind of a shingle. So it's really neat. It's really valuable within the real estate. Nationally speaking, we are saving a lot of real estate transactions. Because that roof is no longer having to be replaced. That's an expensive, especially now. People are only getting what makes sense on the house. There's not a lot of extra room to throw in a roof and get it done.
Sure.
So it's still not doing well.
And my question would be, why would you not want to try to save your customer $8,000, $10,000?
Absolutely.
I mean, the homeowner, that's you're benefiting them.
Absolutely.
And there's everybody's still protected, and you do that before you put it on the market. Just
absolutely.
Like you prep the rest of the house.
Absolutely.
Just have somebody look and say, here's what I need.
Or you can throw it on the deal. I just want to, you know, give you peace of mind.
I'll give you a five. If you do it, here's a 5-year warranty on the roof.
Absolutely.
The inspector doesn't even need to look.
Absolutely.
I've already got it done.
Done deal. Absolutely. It's
done deal.
Absolutely.
So give Dave a call before you call your insurance, because, hey, if he can do the RoofMax process, that's something, again, that doesn't open up a claim to your insurance company, right?
Yep.
So that is the best thing you can do for you and your pocketbook, I promise you. So once again, the number, 303-710-6916, 303-710-6916. And, Dave, somebody wants to give you a call today.
303-710-6916 or roofsaversco.com.
All right.
I'm hesitating with that. Roofsavers.
A lot on my head.
A lot on his head. All right. Kurt, as always, thanks for setting this up.
It's always a pleasure to have Dave on the show.
Absolutely. And folks, hey, this is a guy you can trust, and I promise you he'll take care of you and give you a great service. As Kurt mentioned earlier, we both had it on our roofs, and glad we did. So give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. Thanks for being with us today for Your Money Matters.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.